Breath Meditation.
The first instruction begins with simply hearing. As you sit comfortably, you may hear external sounds, you may hear internal sounds, you may hear a certain quality of silence. We begin with hearing because it points to something of the natural quality of mindfulness. We don't have to make the sounds come or go. We don't have to define them as being a certain thing. We don't have to manipulate them. We don't have to do anything about them in order to hear them. The object of sound appears, and we're present. We're alert. We connect to it. The mind can be relaxed, spacious. We don't have to fabricate anything. Simply hear, simply listen. We then bring that same feeling tone, that quality of relaxed, open, spacious awareness to feeling the breath. Take a few deep breaths and release it. To sharpen the concentration, as you feel the breath, you can make a very quiet mental note. It's a silent mental note of in, out, or rising, falling, to go along with the actual experience of the sensations of the breath. You don't need to make the breath special. It doesn't need to be deep or long or different than however it is and however it changes. Simply be aware of it, one breath at a time. You may find your attention wandering constantly. It doesn't matter. The mind has been trained to be distracted. Just in a very relaxed and patient manner, let go, reconnect, come back to the feeling of the breath in this very moment. The natural, uncontrived, normal breath. If you find that your attention feels tight or tense, go back to listening to sound, simply hearing. Remind yourself of that effortless quality of mindfulness. We don't have to make anything happen. We don't have to make the sound happen. We don't have to make the breath happen. We don't have to perfect it. We don't have to change it. We're simply trying to be aware of it. Go back to listening to sound, simply hearing. You don't need to try to control the breath, make it any way different than the way it is. Simply be with it. See if you can feel the beginning of this very breath and the end of it, or the beginning of the rising movement and the end of it. The beginning of the out-breath and the end of it. Beginning of the falling movement and the end of it. Just making a quiet mental note of in and out or rising, falling to support the experience, to help keep you more connected to it. Don't try to hold on to the breath. If you find your attention has wandered, that's fine. See if you can practice being patient, being gentle, and beginning again. You may discover that there's a pause or a gap between the in-breath and the out-breath, or between the out-breath and the next in-breath. If you find such a pause, you can allow the attention to settle in the body. Simply feel your body sitting there. And allow the next breath to come naturally. There's nothing you need to do about it. You don't need to change it. You don't need to force it or perfect it. There's nothing to compare it to. There's a tremendous immediacy of attention. We're simply here. This is our life, right in this moment. This one breath. Many, many distractions will arise. A torrent of thoughts and plans and images and aches and pains. It doesn't matter. Recognize that you've lost touch with an awareness of the breath. Simply come back. If you start to feel very sleepy, you can sit up a little bit straighter, maybe open your eyes if they've been closed. Take a few deep breaths consciously, And then again, allow the breath to become natural. If you have to begin again a million times in the course of one sitting, that's the practice. Aim the attention toward the breath that's appearing right now. See if you can sustain attention through the course of one entire breath, either the nostrils or the rising and falling movement of the chest or the abdomen. You can end this session by gently opening your eyes. Once again, listen to sounds. Feel your body. And see if you can bring some of this quality of presence and connection to the next activity that you perform.